It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Hey, how's it going? This is Abu. I am currently... What day is it? It is Tuesday, and I'm currently packing, getting ready to head out. And as I packed, I thought to myself, well, why don't I actually go ahead and record an episode? It's so hard for me and my schedule, and a lot of you all know this, and you're scheduling to like really allot time to do something. And then when you allot that time, something else comes up, and then all of a sudden you're looking around and you're like, wait a second, I didn't do the thing that I was originally supposed to do. So I thought that while I packed and got ready to head out for the week that I would record this episode. So welcome back. I am super excited to be recording podcasts again in general. So for those of you that missed out the first 3 months, I didn't really record anything. I was kind of taking a sabbatical. And now as I get back into things, I am finally, you know, now recording more and more episodes and putting out episodes weekly again. It feels good, to be honest. You know, someone had asked me, how's it feel? And I think it feels really good to be back putting out episodes just to connect with you all. And when we were on sabbatical, so many of you had reached out and expressed that, oh, you missed the podcast, you missed some of the episodes. So welcome back. I'm currently getting ready to head out. So again, I'm packing up and I'm currently getting ready to head out for the week. I'm stopping in Atlanta first. And then after Atlanta, I am going to New Orleans for a wedding, one of my good friend's wedding, actually. So shout out to her. And the reason why, you know, I typically don't go to a lot of weddings, but the reason why I decided to go to her wedding specifically is because I met her a few years ago. And I remember I was hanging out in the city and I had reached out to her because we had met previously a week prior at a conference, and I saw she was in the same city as me. We ended up meeting up, which we had so many mutual friends, and I thought we'd meet up for maybe like 15 minutes to grab coffee, and it ended up being a few hours of us just talking back and forth, sharing, you know, some of the things that we learned along the way of entrepreneurship, of our journey. And from that moment on, we've been really close since. And she's invited me to a few things. I've invited her to a few things. And we've kind of just shown up for one another and built a community of other people that were very similar to us as well. So I'm so excited because she's getting married and she's so happy. And it's really awesome when, you know, the things you want in life start to come into fruition. and they're happening, you know, when you want them to happen, and you meet a partner and life partner as well that could do life with you. So I think that's amazing, right? We all aspire to have people around us that can help us get better, help us make us better. And in that process also, you know, someone who shares the same visions and goals that you do. I think that's really, really important, not only in, you know, romantic relationships, but also non-romantic relationships. It's really important to have people that are on the same page as you. Again, they don't have to be like you exactly, right? They don't have to be 100% exactly like you, but they have to want the ultimate vision. They have to share that ultimate vision that you share for yourself and that you share for your life, right? And the things that you want to make happen. I think that's really important and oftentimes really overlooked. You know, I was just talking to someone and their business partner, and I was just expressing to them that I was proud of them because they had been business partners for so long, but that it takes more than like. Like, you could like working with someone, but it takes more than that if you're going to be in a partnership with them. And so it just takes a different mentality, different skill. And so that's something to definitely think about. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and you know, speaking of partnerships and having shared vision, which is really, really important, that, you know, I'm glad I touched upon as well in this episode. One of the things I wanted to talk about was pricing. And the reason why I wanted to talk about pricing during this episode is I was recently scrolling through Twitter and I saw that HBO Max, which is now supposed to be referred to as Max, I don't know why they're doing this name change, but all in all, HBO Max or Max released this new pricing. And what was really interesting about this, and I don't know if this was real, this was from their main account, so it wasn't like a hoax account, but they came out with three different pricing tiers. The first pricing was with ads. The second pricing was without ads. Can you guess what the third pricing is? The third pricing was really without ads. And so, which was really interesting. And you may be sitting there confused, thinking about, well, wait, what? And so here's exactly what it looked like. So Max debuts May 23rd. There will be three price ranges. Again, I'm reading this. With ads is $9.99 per month. Ad free is $15.99 per month. And then the third category is ultimate ad free at $19.99 per month. Now, I don't know what ultimate ad free is, because I thought ad free was without ads, and apparently it's not. And so when we think about pricing, you know, I always say, you know, you definitely want to test out different pricing structures to see what your audience relates to most. But this kind of was a little interesting because there's three pricing tiers, and the one that should be without ads, there's another one that says, you know, ultimately ad free. And so it's really interesting how they worded that. Now, I'm curious to see how this is going to roll out in actuality. You know, if they're just trying to bump people all the way up to get the highest package, because maybe they didn't want to increase from $10 a month to $20. And instead, what they did, they created a buffer, this $15 a month buffer. And they ultimately want people to get to the $20 package. So I'm really curious on how this new subscription model is going to roll out for them. But when we think about pricing, we want to make sure that when we price our products, one, there's clarity around it. I think there wasn't any clarity, and maybe this was just an announcement to get people's reaction before they really outline the details. I see a lot of companies doing that, right? They kind of put something out there to get people's reaction, and then they might reel it in. So in your business, you know, you want to make sure you have clarity around what people are getting with the price that they're paying for, and also what is the value, right? What's the value add that you are showcasing? Now, a lot of us, when we think about streaming services, we see a lot of times the value is shows that we may have watched in the past growing up, shows that we have affinity to, and or actors that are creating specific series for that specific streaming service, right? So we can see the value there with the HBO Max, used as an example. So when you're looking at your business and you're evaluating, okay, what's my value here? You know, the value is really important, and then you want to put a price to it. And it's okay to test out your price. You could test out a price for 30 days or 90 days and then say, you know what, this is really a lot of value. And here's a good indicator for me. When I price something and I see everyone buying it at that price, I'm like, wait a second. Is everyone buying it because it's too low of a price? And so I may then test out the next pricing tier is I may create another price and see, okay, well, now if it's at this price, will the same amount of people buy as well? Again, these are just tests that I'm running that I highly recommend that you experiment with in your business as well. So that's all I have for you all. You all have a great rest of your week, weekend, and I'll see you during the next episode. All right. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.